Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with Late Night Hype. We have co-host Big Me and Sweet Sensation and Mimi on the mic talking about the ins, the outs, the good, the ugly of the relationships. And we're also going to go over political matters and some of the things that people feel about the Trump situation. So, ladies.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Relationship-wise, would you ever consider dating a married man or a married woman?
That's real sticky. Mm. I mean, in some situations, you may be put in a situation prior to knowing what the real situation is. So what do you do when you're already in deep in it and then you find out, hey, they're married or they're in a long-term relationship?
I can speak on that firsthand.
Go ahead.
Okay. Before I dived into messing with women for a long time, the last man that I was with this man for 5 years. Did not know he was married until the wife called me on my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. And her response was, well, do you know such and such? Yes, I do. Well, if you don't want him to lose his family, you'll stop messing with him. I say, you know what? I feel what you're saying, but I'm going to say this before I get off the phone. As a wife, if you were doing what you were supposed to do, he would not have been chasing my ass for 5 years. And then I got off the phone. I felt kind of bad afterwards, but then again, I was like, that ain't my issue, Tissue.
What do you have to understand? You have to understand that as a wife, as being married, you know, being married into a 7-year relationship, and you thinking that you have your family, you got your kids, you got a you got a whole household, you live your everyday life, and then you got your man with someone else, your husband somewhere with someone else, and you look in his phone and you find that there's some numbers, and you call and find out he has his mistress. The first thing you do as a woman is you're not going to go off and try to check the woman. You're going to check the man, and you're just going to let the woman know, hey, do you know this man is married, such and such and such. That's up to the woman. If she decided she wants to stick around
after
she found out that he's married, that's the key question. And then the second thing is, you should never want to be second in no one's life. You should just drop the zero and just
preach. But see, in my defense, she came at me guns blazing. I was a woman about it. I ain't go off on her. I didn't call out of her name or none of that, you know. I said what I had to say, and I left the situation alone. But now my stance on it is, if you're married, even if you got a gal, be upfront with me about that, because it's going to hurt you worse in the end if I find out. Let me make the decision on if I want to be like, oh, okay, you know, yeah, you got a whole all this going on over here, but I still kind of want to fool around with you.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I don't want that karma coming back on me when I do get my marriage and family and all of that solidified and going on.
And the thing about that is karma is a badass virus that can't be healed. And you never know when it's going to come back to you. I mean, it can come back to you 10 times 4, and you really don't want that. You know, you have to always think about the best interest of another person as well as yourself. Will I like this to be done to me? Will I want this to happen to me? Why would I want to be with somebody else to have another person? Will I want my man sharing with another girl, you know? You have to think about all those things.
And how exhausting it is emotionally and mentally, you know. Less known, like, physical and all that, but, I mean, true enough, I mean, it's a sticky situation, especially, like you say, if you, you know, end deep in it, and then voila, you know, bam, this is the big, you know, bomb that drops up on you. You know, it's rough in situations like that.
Yes, it really is.
That's what they prefer. You know, they prefer people with people and situations so that they won't get too attached, too clean, and they can still do them. You know, so what do you call those type of people? Are they greedy? Are they
selfish?
Selfish, you know.
Want their cake and eat it too?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of people like that. Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, hey, you know, do you, I'm going to do me, but I don't care, you know. But then those situations even get sticky too because, you know, when emotions get involved in anything, it makes it rough.
But then again,
yes,
you got to also understand too that there's those people that are in the lifestyle and they be like, hey, you know, you can have an open relationship. So can I. There's no finish. There's no nothing. And that way you can do what you want to do and I want to do what I want to do. Those are the
right
people I respect the most because now if there is feelings getting involved, I already warned you. Hey, this is just open. This is just this and this is that. So that'll be on you. And those people have the most fun because they get to go dib and dab and do what they want to do, and they can still come back with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the lifestyle
mm-hmm.
I used to live.
Right.
That's the lifestyle I used to live because I used to go to the parties, and I used to be like, I brought my little mate with me. I'd be like, okay, you're going to have your fun, because at that time I was into women. So I was like, go do you. I'm going to be with the women. I ain't worried about you.
I'm worried about
what you're doing. Sure.
Was it exhausting, tiring? I mean, I know it's time-consuming, you know.
It is. And this is my thing. I feel like this. Those who feel like, oh, I can do this. I can have my mate. I can have this one. I can have that one. Man, come on now. Especially if you are 30 and up. That mess is exhausting.
Right.
Like, you got to remember what you told your mate. You got to remember what you told that one, and you got to remember what you told the other one. Like, no,
ooh,
no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Get off the gas. You're doing too much.
True.
Too much.
Yes, indeed. So how do you bounce back emotionally for something like that, you know? Do you find somebody else to occupy your time? Do you just focus on you? You know, how do you, you know, get over situations
okay.
like that?
Well, I kind of feel like once you find out, and if it's some people are stupid enough to be like, oh no, I'm gonna ride it out. You know, this my boo, that's my love, that's my whatever. Man, F all that. If you find out, don't just jump into something right off the bat. Take time, love yourself. Learn how to love yourself all over again. That's how I look at it. I've been learning how to, well, I'm not going to say I've been learning. I've been loving myself for a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'd rather be in a relationship with myself as opposed to being in a relationship with someone that I know is not keeping it 100 with me. And just be happy by myself. I don't need that heartache and the sitting at home crying, wondering why you're not calling me, why you're not answering the phone, or why you're not right here with me when I need you the most. No.
Well,
I want that. I can be by myself and be.
I can honestly say, being in the opposite end, and being in a relationship for 7 years, I have been cheated on several times, as well as me cheating as well. And what I realized is, in being in a relationship like that, is that it's like once you cut that scar, and the scars open up, and you're trying to heal it by saying, okay, baby, I'm not gonna do it again. And then it happens again. You dig deeper in the scar, so eventually you'll be numb. And at my point, it's where I'm at now, I'm numb. And
preach on it.
So now it's like, okay, we're together. We got a daughter. We're raising our child together. But at the same time, I'm numb. Like, so if you do something, I'm not surprised because you've already proven to me that you're untrustworthy, And I prove it to you that I was untrustworthy. Nobody's perfect. Neither one of us are married. I mean, either we're going to work it out or we're going to separate.
Right.
I mean, but at the end of the day, it's called communication. As an adult, you can't just go off the deep end and just expect for every relationship to be perfect, because nobody is perfect.
Nobody.
The grass is never going to be green on the other side, ever. You may get with a guy that's going to be faithful, but then he beats on you. I've been there and done that. You may get with a guy that don't beat on you, that's faithful, but have a little-ass penis. I mean, either way it goes, it's true.
It feels like a no-win situation, you know. Then that,
then you got
to
go cheat on
him
because you can't.
You know, so what does it result to? Just settle or compromise? I mean, what happens? You know, do you become a repetitive cycle of being unhappy because you're just settling, saying, oh, well, you know, I got to deal with something. It's life, you know. So, you know, how numb can you get without saying enough?
That's
enough?
Why I say learn how to love yourself. Learn how to be alone. Learn how to love yourself all over again. Before you even got with this person, if you were single, and, yeah, you know, being single sometimes it does get a little lonely, but at the same time, you don't have all that heartache and all have to deal with all the, I want to say a
the headache,
word.
The arguments, the constant fighting, the... Where you going? What you doing? What time you coming
back?
Oh, you hanging out with Joseph again, huh?
You're hanging out
with Richard.
Makes you don't trust people.
That stuff is
that,
emotionally
though,
draining. Emotionally
very,
draining.
Very, very. I mean, it's like I jumped from a relationship with a woman that was forced upon me, you know, and I kept telling her, how can I be with you and make you happy if I'm not happy with myself?
And I've been there, done that.
I jumped out of that and then jumped into something else, and then this woman turned out to be abusive. And
oh, wow.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she was abusive, you know, and I was like, I can't do this. This ain't me. I watched my mom be abused, and I was abused. No, this is not something that I need my child around. This is not something that I want for myself.
I
jumped out of a relationship with a guy that was abusive and jumped into a relationship with a woman that was a crackhead. So I was like, I can't win for losing. And she treated me good. Mm-hmm. She bought everything, put me in the house, bought me two cars, treated my son good, never put her hands on me. But at the same time, I had crackheads knocking on my door.
And
my baby. I was like, guess you can keep these rocks and your life.
Right?
I couldn't do it.
Wow. Now that was some ish.
Yeah.
I feel like I can write a book on my life.
I'm sure you can, right? I think everybody pretty much can.
Yeah, I mean, we as women overcome a lot of things, like, we have been through so much struggle, and we're still here. God has us here for a reason. God has us to be strong for a reason. He has a role for every one of us to play. We just need to go in the way that he wants us to go in. And sometimes we stubborn, and we be like, no, I want to stay with such and such.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Right, because, yeah.
But really, he got something better else for us, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But sometimes we're blocking what's ready for us with the person that we're selling for.
If he's taking that away from me, he's doing that for a reason.
Yep.
You keep showing me the signs and pulling me away from it, you're doing this for a reason. So I think I might need to pay attention to why you're doing this.
Exactly.
True.
Because everything good is dead. It's not gold.
Nope. Not at all.
No, it really isn't. It really isn't. It ain't always greener on the other side.
Right? Maybe a couple little patches of grass. Listen.
Well, ladies, we're going to go into a break. We're going to play a couple of songs.
Okay.
And give my voice a break. And then we're going to come right back online with It's Real Talk Radio with Late Night Hype.
All right.
Yay. Thank you. secret set. You already know what's next. TV on blast, turn it down, turn it down. Don't want it to clash when my body's screaming out now. I know you're hearing it. You got me moaning now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Oh, I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. I know teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can you catch it? Don't hold back, you know I like it rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. Almost there. So baby, don't stop what you're doing, softer than the mother, boy, I know you wanna touch. Breathing down my neck, I can tell you wanna. And now you want it like, want you to feel it now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Ooh, I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. No teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like you rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just skin. No jeans, take them off, wanna feel you. You a beast, oh, you know that I like that. Come here, baby, I'm the one to see you in the dress. Control, ain't nothing wrong with that. Say you like it how I feel, ain't gotta tell me that. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin.
No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just skin. No jeans, take them off, wanna feel ya. You a beast, oh, you know that I like it, baby. Come here, baby, all I wanna see you in is your skin. Oh, your skin.
I just wanna be provided by the flyers.
Like a band.
Let's talk to you.
Shorty, can I be your tank? Yeah, tank, yeah.
Yeah.
Start off with that, what you drinking?
Yeah.
Pardon if I'm road raging, raging. But I know you heard my driver's crazy, crazy. Let me pace that with some patience. Let me do it till I feel like void. You're like a Maybach, thinking damn, they don't even make them like you no more. It's like a high beam gleaming through your eyes. I adore you up, baby, suicide. Little wordplay, I'm hoping that I make you smile. At least until I'm out of line like a DUI. Girl, you remind me of my D. Can I see what's up with that G wagon? Can I take you off of these streets?
Yo,
to the side of me, and I'm trying to see your hazards. Trying to be with the baddest, won't be the fastest. Gotta make it last, I hope you're comfortable. I need to get to you, you're like a sticking suit. A little work, then it's curtains when I'm skirting through. Came through in the group, trying to leave in the coop. I mean, I got you, but I believe in you. Trying to chase the cat, no, I'm killing the dog. You ain't feeling me, no.
You remind me of my Jeep.
I wanna ride it.
You're
nothing like my car. And I wasn't prepared to love. I know it sound crazy, but your mouth scared me. I'm just here cause your character good. A good nigga is rare to her. You heard it all, but here it's love. One night, but dude, I'd be the reason you cool. So let me know I'm a clear enough.
Yeah, what's up?
Way out, way out, that's the way I think.
Yeah.
Shawty straight like a concept and they on street. In the morning, I slide over, she needs a ride. I'm like, child, let's give it AMG. Sliding down, for sipping tea in the street. Top down, let me keep it to see. I'm digging your fleet. Tell you had a good year, spend a grip on your feet. She like when I drive it, I like it in park. Pull that thing over you like lead a soul. I got her floating like riding on stars. So I keep it GPS, see where this going. Nothing will stop it, I slide in no prop. Chop it, my swipe in your pot. Sex is a weapon, my snake in her garden. So no one, I'm not here to viperism.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's Real Talk Radio with Late Night Hype. We have Tasty Cakes Online, Big Me, and Sweet Sensation, and Mimi.
Hello, everyone. This is Tasty Cakes.
Fellas, call in and get your questions in. Tonight's topic is relationship issues. Favorite sex position, and would you date a married man or someone else's spouse?
Please call in so we can talk about this.
Yep.
This is something every person goes through.
And so far we had breached about talking about relationships, and would you still be with someone if they cheated over you, or would you still be with someone and try to make it work? Or would you date a married man or married woman?
I would date a married woman because I'm a woman that loves women.
Hey.
So, of course, yes, I would date a woman, a married woman, a single woman, whatever.
Come one, come all. She want them all.
What?
No, I just want all the women.
That's what I'm talking about. She want
women.
Them all.
Yes.
I just want
men
all
can
the,
stay at home and get themselves together.
I just want all the sexy key studs.
Oh, yes, studs. Jesus, I'm telling you. Hallelujah.
The studs.
Yes.
Sometimes studs got issues, though.
Everybody has issues.
I
They're
like
still
to
a female. I love controlling. Cop, tell me to shut up, and I'm going to shut up.
No, ma'am.
Okay, look, I might start talking, you know, when she leaves the room, but other than that, I'm a shit up.
Oh, my God, did you just date a yoke? I date a
yes.
That depends on how much you Moscato.
It depends on how much Moscato I have in my system. If I just drink one bottle, then we're going to have a whole argument.
Oh, Lord.
I'm telling you, a feminine female, I just can't do. I can't sit there and date a feminine female because I don't like to be standing in the mirror with another woman.
We ain't doing each other things.
You just took the damn words right out of my mouth.
I'm telling you.
Because
what?
I got shut eyelashes.
My first.
Right. First. Only if she aggressive. Now, if she's aggressive, I play around with her.
Film.
Ew, gross.
I couldn't. I say, no, I'm sorry. I got, no, both of us cannot be in the mirror. I'm the only one who can be in the mirror for a long time.
Well, you got some, some studs, too, that likes to be in the mirror. You got some pretty studs.
Yeah. Big me.
Wait a minute. Listen. One of my stud girlfriends, she used to, hold on, baby, I got to draw my edge up on. No, hold on. You doing too much. It's time to go.
It takes me 15 minutes to get ready after I get out the shower.
I've already did that
12 hours before it was time for me to go.
I think femmes are sexy as hell.
I love BBWs. Like, I would never date any girl. I'm a chubby chaser, so I love rolls. I love that. That is so.
I like rolls and hearts.
I'm a thick woman, so I need somebody thicker than me. Like, who don't want a fluffy teddy bear?
We call them handlebars now.
Well, I don't care what you call them. I call them a bunch of fat, and I like it.
I tell them, come on, mount up, grab these handlebars, and hold on for the ride.
I'm telling you, do something. You better, and I got a big old butt, so, baby, look, you better grab it, slip it,
baby,
rub it down.
Baby, you just buckle them into submission.
I'm telling you. You better ride that donkey.
Tastic is getting hot. I think I'm getting some ice water.
I'm just saying.
Well, I done bucked somebody out before. They couldn't handle the ride.
Oh, wow. Jesus. What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That kills me. Oh, I can handle it. I can handle it. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but once this ride gets going, once this old
I'm
horse
telling
gets the
you better
in,
hold. You better hold on tight.
I done booked him off and booked the bed off the wall.
But you know,
I'm sorry.
That's
all I can do is apologize.
It all depends on, if you got some good. See, I got that comeback. I'm telling you, once you had it one time, you're going to come back for a second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Hello, world.
So, I got that comeback. So, therefore, I mean, I've never had any complaints. I think it's because I got a big old booty.
Well, now, I believe you because I didn't have one of my exes. She kept telling her current about me, and then when the current seen me face to face, it was, oh, I see why you was with her. She got a big old butt.
I didn't have a couple like that to where the stud broke up with her film girlfriend to date me, and the film was like, no, I don't want you to leave me. So she was like asking me, you know, can you go with both of us? So I went with both of them, but they was fighting. They was fighting all of the time. Over me.
Yes.
Who wants to lay with me at night by themselves? And I say, I have to say, okay, look, I just can't do it.
After I gave my ex and her current that one good night, they broke up the next day. I'm sorry.
But you know what? They call a girl a home wrecker, but at the end of the day, why are we home records? Because it wasn't, y'all wasn't good at the, beforehand, like, how I'm going to come in the relationship and mess it up.
Hello.
You tell me that. It was already messed up.
Thank
y'all was
you.
Just holding
was,
on by a piece of thread.
It was something that was already brewing.
And then
up they want to,
and then the film want to say, oh, you broke up a happy home. It wasn't
no,
so happy if I could break it up.
Hello, especially if I just slid in that easily.
I mean, it just might be because I got the good, good, and it's just, oh, yeah.
Big
me,
you hear this?
Big me,
do you hear this?
Not hearing nothing.
Big me
said, do you hear this?
I don't think me is on the line with us right now.
Yes, I'm speechless. I just don't know.
I had to drink some ice water twice.
Don't be speechless.
Wow. So, as speaking of favorite positions, what's y'all favorite position? Everybody don't speak at once.
Who gonna answer this question first?
Sometimes you know what? Sometimes I like it from the back. I do.
But
I think I like to be a pillow princess.
Oh, wow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes, but you need participation to get it wild, crazy, hot, steamed up.
So what's your hot spot?
It's actually going to tell us our favorite position.
Oh, me? Okay, let's see. I'm going to see if I can run it down real quick. I'll start off as a pillow princess when I'm getting some good mouth and lip service.
Okay.
But then I'm probably going to be then flipped and turned over and then got up and did a maybe buck that horse from the back a little bit.
Oh, wow.
You know?
So is it one or several?
I think sensation lies. Okay, hold on. I'm on my way so I can find out.
What? Hold on, look.
This is getting outrageous
tonight, y'all. Mr. Me and all, I'm bent over on the stairs bucking it. Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, I like the exhibition and shit, too. I like to, you know, I kind of get off on being watched a little bit, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm a freak like that. I sometimes call myself a pervert, you know.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
I don't know too much about Aries.
Look, I'm gonna put it to you like this. No, in Aries it will say we are. It says God, but since I'm a woman, I'm a goddess of sex. So yeah, I get down.
I never dated an Aries. You know what? I'm a Leo, so I'm attracted to, Virgos, Gemini.
I'm a Virgo. Hey, yay.
I'm attracted to Virgos and Geminis, like, and Leos.
Ain't nothing
so,
freaky than a Taurus. Freaky like a Taurus.
Well, I think sometimes they be scared of us. I think most people are scared of an Aries, but we're sweet as pie. Don't be scared. We ain't going to hurt you.
Could y'all be genius?
No, in a good way.
Well, see, Leo's spoiled. Leo's a spoil. Leo, if it doesn't go a Leo way, I'm telling you, go out.
Yep.
But there's always like two sides to every like sign. That's what I believe.
But we are Leo's a freak to me.
Okay, we say so, the line. Huh?
But see, I'm not a freak. I don't know. I
probably. Oh, really? You're so no, you're not. You just told
I'm a
me how you fight everything.
Did somebody just put on the spot?
No. I'm not a freak. I just like sexy women.
That's freak.
I'm a virgin, so
nah.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Definitely. Yo, ear, maybe.
Uh-uh. So,
wow.
True shame the devil.
Tell the truth.
Shame
you.
The devil.
So let me ask y'all like anal? Would y'all let y'all spouse do anal on you?
I just recently got off into that. I must admit, it's kind of nice.
I tried it till I got hemorrhoids.
I bet about 50% did not turn off their radio.
Good, so they won't ask me no more in my inbox.
Oh my God! But you know what? I mean, it from my woman, from a woman doing anal, it's sexy. It's spontaneous.
Oh.
Because you know they eat the groceries. They eat the groceries. I mean, they just doing some free. Yes, I'm telling you.
Gotta eat the booty like groceries.
I'm telling you, boo. That turns a motherfucker on.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I just got hot thinking about that.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Hold on. Let me. Ooh.
Take your shower with everything. I'm spitting the night.
Come on with it.
I'm a power cord to my camera for
Come on with it. Hold on. Do I need to put my camos on?
Big B says she's trying to find a cord to her camcorder.
Right, she wants a cord.
So she, Big B says she, Big B says she coming too.
I like this. Hello.
She says sensation and tasty cakes. Oh, but Jesus. I'm down.
Too.
Oh, wow. I just want to watch.
I'm down.
Make it happen.
Look at this.
Make it happen.
I'm telling you.
Make it happen. Please don't pump me up right now. I'm going to have to go to bed. I'm going to go to bed.
Don't go to bed.
Don't get me all pumped up and hyped.
We're going to be on our way. As soon as we get off the air, we're going to be on our way.
I'm waiting. Y'all getting me piped up.
Now, just know, after we finish, I mean, I'm going to take pictures and stuff, so I'm going to sell them to TMZ and shit.
Oh, I ain't tripping. I ain't going to deny an ill missing thing. How about that? Yes, I did. Yes, I enjoyed it. And it went down. And would I do it again? You fucking right.
You right. I'm telling you. Big Me gonna have a time in her life, I swear to God.
Good, she's just gonna like to watch.
Two big old booties, she ain't gonna know what to do with it.
Wait, hold on, let me slap this one. Pop! Let me go
okay.
Slap the other one. Pop!
Nah, slap it at the same time. Slap them at the
okay.
same time. How
you gonna record?
We're gonna stack them up,
you,
and you can do a double slap.
What we gonna say? World star? World star?
World star? Well,
I'm telling you.
Well,
she don't know what to do with it.
I had to take a sip on that one.
Whew. Of what? Oh. What you drinking?
I just had to take me a sip of Amsterdam and Red Bull.
Ooh. Do you know what gets me horny? A Long Island iced tea.
Oh, my God. Mm.
That is my favorite drink. I drink it all day, every day, if I'm at the club.
Give me about four shots of 1800. It's on
and,
the
top. And, I mean, and their secrets on BBW night, oh, they fix the drink so good. I'm just saying.
I haven't
saying.
Had a drink yet.
When I say I don't care if it's 5 men in the club and 30 girls, I'm coming out there with something. So that you going to tip me or something. I don't care. I do that, Mimi, don't I? You have me messed up, boo.
Uh-oh. Hello? Mimi, is you still with us? What happened? What happened? I hear somebody talking.
Sensation.
Yes, ma'am.
So how do you like secrets?
I like it. I mean, it's small, but, you know.
Did you have
cool.
fun tonight for the bachelor party?
Yes, I did. I was just mad that man didn't want to let me go.
I know, right?
That man did not want to let me go.
I know. I seen that. We've been the only two BBWs.
talking about you stay right here.
Okay, so they turned down the other girl that was over there, that big booty girl that came with the tattoo.
They turned her down.
Yeah, when you know it was us three over there. You were talking to old dude,
mm-hmm.
and I was talking to the bachelor, and she was
mm-hmm.
talking to the other dude, and they like dismissed her.
Wow. That's some shit for
you.
Your
know,
ass.
they had tipped me a lot. They kept tipping me. The bachelor, he loved me, so even the Hispanic guy that was with him. He was like,
uh-huh.
"Oh, she has a big booty." He was like, "Oh, she has a big booty. She's so pretty."
Oh yeah.
But I like secrets. I like it.
It is cool. It's close to home for me too.
Right. But even though we should be like versus skinny girls, of course,
yeah.
you know, a skinny girl is gonna get more attention than a you know BBW.
Yeah, when I had went back on that Tuesday night, that kind of messed my head up because it was like, hey, how you doing? Small talk, so you want to dance? No, I'm good. But then the smile chick come right behind me and she get the dance and you give her the money.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It is what it
well,
is.
Well, because you know, some of the girls charge $10 for taping in.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be 20, so they
right.
go with the cheapest route.
Yeah. Mm.
And some yeah. girls probably do 3 songs for 20.
Oh no!
Right, do you hear me? If they
oh,
ever
no,
go to five, if they ever go to $5 table dance, who not coming? I'm not coming.
Huh.
But I've been there for 6 months. I like it. I do.
I gotta get this. You pumping me up, trying to come up. I'm gonna make this all
yeah.
mess of me.
I was supposed to go tomorrow, but I'm gonna go Saturday.
So we can go up there other than just Tuesday and Saturday.
No, BBW night is on Tuesday and Saturday, but
okay.
Rick's the owner don't consider me as a BBW.
I got you.
So I can dance any, you know, any night.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Are we
still
in the
air? I don't know, but my baby is just looking at me crazy. Like, Mommy, what are you talking about? Close your ears.
Mine keep coming outside. Mommy, no,
yeah,
you're supposed to be asleep, buddy.
Everybody who don't know and listen, Big B is my wife.
Celebrate love.
Yeah,
that's
my wife. I know some of the new girls is like, Tasty Case is flirting with Big B. No, baby, that's my wife. We've been together almost 6 years.
Oh, congratulations.
And have a beautiful baby girl.
So when y'all going to do these nups? Y'all did nuptials already?
We're not legally married, but look, once we start going together that first day, she became my wife.
I was married. I feel
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel you. You look. You fucked me. You stuck with me. I got you.
Do you hear me? And I told her that.
I told Cecil that too.
Yes, so we've been together almost 6 years. We have a beautiful 4-month baby, Malaya.
Aww. Almost
so,
made
yes.
me want another one.
I'm telling
girl,
worked. What?
Almost.
And guess what? I'm a film. Big Me is a stud. That's my wife. And I'm not the one who had the baby. My girlfriend had the baby.
That's love for real.
Good, because I can't share my body.
That's love for real.
And she came out to be a beautiful, pretty little princess, Malaya. paper too. So, yes, relationship goals. Keep them, baby. Keep them. Do whatever you can to keep them.
I guess I'm not even gonna say I'm living the single life. Once you begin dating
and you start a relationship, you start doing everything that she like, cooking, cleaning, you know.
Yeah.
Making her feel good at night out every day and telling her what I'm telling you after 2 months it's done. We're walking around with nanny caps. Big draws. I'm telling you, because I already got you. You ain't going nowhere.
Look, you don't have to keep dealing with my representative anymore. You just the real
I'm telling you. Start passing gas in front of them, burping.
Yes.
I'm telling you, boo.
Yes.
Doing
don't
everything.
Look,
see,
don't
y'all
be in there taking no showers,
like,
and I got to go to the bathroom. Why? You better finish taking your shower. I got to use it.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Yes, please.
You're
going
to take me for who? Look, you're going to take me for who I am. So, God damn it. This is who I am.
Queen B said it best. Accept me for my flaws and all.
Baby, she just said before, look, if I knew that you was like this, I would have never dated you. I'm like this.
I beg to differ.
I'm comfortable.
Okay, you won't be mine.
Maybe not tomorrow,
huh?
Maybe at the club, maybe at the bar. I wanna show you off like a trophy car. Cause anything is better than nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing on
you.
I just wanna show you a table for two. All you did was go on a date with a dude. You know he don't fit, he ain't tailored for you. You just on a nigga dick cause he sold a brick. Has he ever wrote a hit on some poor shit? That's who you chillin' on the sofa with. I ain't trippin', in a minute it'll be over with. Aye.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else.
Right.
Cause not for long.
Right.
Cause not for long. Cause I'm your type,
girl.
You got the wrong impression.
Right.
Cause not for long. Cause not for long.
Together, hell no, they can't stand it. I wonder if you're matching your bras with them panties. The gorgeous skin tan hit them all to do damage. The way she hit the high note, we all gonna have Grammys. Marble, not granite.
From the counter
to the shower for an hour. Superpower,
superpower.
That's that mojo.
Yeah, baby.
Austin Powers, search real nigga. I'ma pop up in your brother. Hey, so go on, get your body wet. Panties off, we ain't made it to the lobby yet. Put you on gang, girl, so it's obvious. I'll give you the word if you ain't got it yet. Bobby.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else's. Cause not for long.
Right.
Cause not for long. Cause I'm your type,
girl.
You got the wrong impression.
Right.
Cause not for long.
Be like I told you so.
You won't be mine,
be my girl.
Even if it's somebody else.
Oh, girl.
But not for long.
Girl.
I'm your type,
girl.
You got the wrong impression. But not for long. But not for long.
Oh, oh, oh.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Real Talk Radio. With Late Night Hype with the girls Tasty Cakes, Big Me, and
Decision.
And Mimi. Our last topic of
did
the night.
Did y'all enjoy the relationship topic? The sexual topic. Did y'all enjoy that? No one called in. No one wanted to help us out, but that's okay because we did
good.
So great. We good. Yes,
good.
We're experts. I'm telling you. So the next topic will be just strippers, straight out strippers, and how you're supposed to present yourself and what you're supposed to do and the, you know, what you're not, you know, everything about a stripper that you need to know in the do's and don'ts. So are y'all ready?
So, I'm listening.
So
I'm
let's get started. So we're going to talk about what the, how you're supposed to look, you know, how you're supposed to present yourself. Okay, listen, ladies. Now, being a BBW is already complicated because, you know, we got extra meat. You know, we're not too skinny. It's, you know, limited stuff that we can do. But some BBWs are very flexible or very, you know, spontaneous. And, you know, so at the end of the day, if it's your first time dancing at a strip club, make sure you have the right dance wear. Make sure you have the right dance shoes, you know. Why is it important? Because when you're at a strip club, you're giving the men the fantasy that they want. They don't want to see you in boy shorts and a bra. You know, they don't want to see you in, you know, wedges and some flats. They want to see you in something sexy with 6-inch heels, hair pretty, nails pretty, makeup pretty, you smiling, having a great attitude. That's their fantasy. And if you don't look the part, it turns them off. You can be ugly, you can be fat, you can have bullet wounds. As long as you giving that sexy, I mean that this is what I wanted, you know, want to take home every night, then you're going to make the money.
You got to let that sex appeal ooze out.
Right. The way you walk, the way you talk. Now, don't go in that ghetto and say, oh, you want to take it in? Just sit down and say, hey, you want to take it in? Talk to the man. You know, tell him, hey, my name is Tasty. How are you doing? You know, talk to them. Let them know that you care, that they're out here to see you.
Yeah,
and you will get that table dance.
I can be yours for a few minutes.
Right.
I can give you what you're not getting at home for right now.
Make sure you're smelling good. You know?
Ooh, yes.
Every woman needs a baby wipe. If you don't have baby wipes, bring a towel and some soap. It's always a ladies' room or something.
God,
and if you
sweat a lot,
please carry a towel.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a sweaty chamonkey.
No, that's worse than a musty bull. Because I didn't smell the jungle like too many times. You know, and that's just, it's already, you know, a problem that we got extra meat that we healthy. And you want to be fat and funky too?
Oh, that ain't a cute combination.
I'm just saying it's not. So, ladies, please. I know everybody getting a little sweaty. Everybody getting a little, you know, icky. That's why they have soap and water and baby wipes. Don't go in the dressing room and just spray on some spray. That shit doesn't work.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. Please remember that.
I'm telling you, please shave under your arms. Please shave your nook.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of people don't realize that hair down there, it holds an odor.
Right.
It holds an odor.
I guess they think if they just spray some FDS or some Dove spray down there, they'll be okay.
no, that's not how this works. There's nothing worse than smelling that and
being fat
on top of
smelling
it. Yeah.
And being fat.
Yes, and then especially for like the us big leg girls, where you know you don't really have no breathing room down there. You're gonna be in a lot more pain than you can imagine. Come on, keep it
together. Then that means wash your damn clothes too.
Yes.
I mean, because that can also cause an odor.
So yes, it can.
Hello,
Mimi. Is Mimi still on the line? Uh-oh, I got airplane. We got a few more minutes.
Yes, we have a few more minutes on the air. I mean, call in and let us know, you know, how you feel about the topic.
Don't be scared. We don't bite unless you want us to.
Oh no, I still don't bite. I don't bite, I fight.
I guess this, I like a little pain with my pleasure sometimes.
Right. I'm telling you. It's so wonderful. Let's talk about these messy girls up there at the strip club. Look, ladies, it ain't time to be messy. It's time to make money. Now, look,
hello.
You already don't have no friends at the strip club. Everybody talk about everybody. Everybody going to say something about everybody because this person look good. This person got a big old booty. This person dance good. This person has yellow. I mean, at the end of the day, ladies, stop being messy and just make your money. Now, you can form a relationship with a female and a friendship. You know, that's cool because I have. But at the end of the day, people, let's just stop being fake. If you don't like me, you don't like me. Don't say hi. Don't say bye. Don't say pick up this dollar. Don't say nothing.
Baby, there's nothing worse than a fake friend.
No, there's nothing worse than a jealous person. Like, don't be jealous because everybody entertain different. Every woman entertain different. Some women can't dance and make more money than a person that can dance. A girl with a big booty, sometimes the skinny girl with a small booty make more money than her. So, I mean, there's nothing to be jealous about. Don't be fake about it. Like, come on, children. Like,
exactly.
I mean, that's what they are.
We're all in here for the same purpose, which
is to make money. But at the end of the day, you don't know anybody's story, so please don't think you're hard and can beat everybody up and get you know what I'm saying, get your butt whooped, you know, for thinking you can.
Real quick.
If you just don't like the person, don't say nothing to the person. If you're a cordial person, just say, hey, how you doing? And then
keep it moving.
And make your
keep
money. Because if you're worried about another female, you'll always be broke.
Oh, baby, yes. Church, preach,
I'm telling you one thing about me. I'm not jealous of any woman because at the end of the day, I'm fine, I'm pretty, I know how to dance, and I cook and clean. I can do everything another woman can do.
Hello.
And I got the good. So I'm just saying, like, ladies, come on, let's just make money in this world. Please.
That's a universal sign. That's a universal code, and a lot of them don't like
you. Like,
you know,
it's just crazy.
We're all here
for one thing, is to make some money.
Make money, and that's it. At the end of the night,
at least you got something.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make money regardless.
I ain't gotta see you till my next time coming back in here. So
right, cause we ain't gotta talk. We ain't gotta say nothing on Facebook. I mean, hey.
Yes.
So let's all make money, please.
I'm gonna do me. You do you. And if you want to continue this fraudulent ass, hey, girl, hey, no.
My whole thing is, if you don't like me, please don't say nothing to me. And please just leave my name out your mouth. Because once I find out, it's over. But that's only if I'm on that Moscato. But other than that, I'm going to make my money regardless. So to end everything is, ladies, BBW dancers, entertainers, let's just get out here, make this money, you know, get BBWs nationwide so everybody will want a BBW next time they have an event. Let's just gather and make money. Let's just do that, please, and have yourself together and make sure you're just properly dressed and, you know, your odor is good. Let's just make money and have fun. And, Sensation, is there any last words you want to say? Because I'm thinking we're about to end this show for tonight. Is Mimi back?
I'm back.
Okay, Mimi. So we are through with all the topics tonight. Nobody wanted to call in and talk to us or give their opinion or ask questions. That's good. That's fine. That's okay.
I'm going to give the show another 15 more minutes to give some guys to call in because I just charged my phone.
Oh, okay. We're going to give them that long. We're going to give them 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
10 minutes. We just want to know. You call in and ask us and tell us what you want to talk about, and we can answer those questions. You know, let us know what you think about BBW dancers. Let us know what you think about strippers and, you know, strip clubs and anything. Let us know what you think about women on women and, you know, women having husbands and wives.
I'm mad, Tracy. You got me out here practicing on my jacked up knee. I'm out here trying to make some shake on this knee.
Right. I'm just saying, like, hold on. Let's talk about something. Let's do it. Any ladies, any BBWs that want to talk about
BBWs rule.
Any plush beauty entertainers out there? Come on,
call in,
ladies.
Please
call in. Please.
That's kind of crazy. You talk a good talk, but then when it comes time to produce,
right?
Let up.
You can't. Right. But look, it takes some real BBWs like us, Sensation, to get on here and talk about stuff. Then, well, guess what? We're women at the end of the day, so.
Yes,
you know, we don't have a problem opening our mouth. If you're scared to call in and talk about something, then you're scared to go out there and make money.
That, you know,
and
how they don't have the alpha males and the beta males. We are alpha females.
Right. And if the women don't make their money, I'm going to make their money for them. So,
right.
I mean, look, come on. Let's stop playing. Somebody call in.
Ladies, if you really, 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 really are interested in working with us, please don't take it seriously. Don't get in just to sit back and say, oh, it's too much small girls. I can't work. No, baby, it's everybody
for themselves. But you at home taking selfies in bras and panties and that's for free. Like, come on, you know.
I mean,
if you
putting yourself out there and you know this is what you want to do.
Right. Baby, look, big girls are in, so represent yourself. Have confidence, trust, and believe.
Hello.
Now, I'm a BBW, but, you know, I'm thinking all the right places. So at the end of the day, I'm very confident in myself.
Don't let these fake booties, fake titties,
right? These yellow bones with long hair, you know, discourage you, honey.
Don't let them discourage you, and don't let them believe that we are just in for a season. No, honey, we are year round.
Right. So we need to come. Y'all need to come out and represent. Y'all need to come on with it. Stop being scared now. So if you ready to actually join Plush Beauty Entertainment, like, come on with it. Get your events, get your booked for parties and everything. You just have to have confidence, because if you don't, I'm going to talk about you. So, and I ain't going to talk about you behind your back. I'm going to talk about you in your face. And if you don't like it, then go run in traffic.
Hello, or you can sit on his finger and rotate if you're not happy with what I'm telling you.
Ooh, right, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm sorry I didn't hurt a lot of girls' feelings by telling the truth. But at the end of the day, guess what? You have to be able to say I look better than the next girl.
Because
every time I go in a strip club, I think I'm the finest one in there. I don't care if you got a big old booty, big old titties, look like Nicki Minaj. Shit, please, I'm the finest one in there.
I say that whenever I step out the house and I'm G'd up from the feet up. Yes, you can't handle this.
Yeah, yes. When it's time to go out to a regular club, like, yeah. I'm like, oh, God,
yes.
Man, look, what? Who you see in this club? I see me. Don't y'all see me? My schizophrenic kick in. Everybody's looking at me. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Schizophrenia.
Yes, kicks in. Everybody's talking about me.
Well, she got the biggest booty, and I got the biggest breast in the club, so there we go.
Right. Well, my booty ain't that big. I don't know what a lot of people see, but I do. I see a big butt, but I don't see a big butt. Like, everybody sees
Tasty.
A big butt.
Tasty.
I'm just saying.
Tasty.
Like, everybody sees a big butt.
Tasty. If you
and then everybody
want to
know if
face.
My if everybody want to know if my booty is fake. No, my booty
no.
is not fake. This is
no,
this
that's
is
real.
My mama.
It's
this is
up.
My mama and my daddy making. I'm just
that's
saying.
Real.
I don't work out. I don't exercise. I don't do a diet. I don't do nothing like that. It's just made like that. It's sit like that, and it's just big like
yep.
that.
If,
so it's nothing
she
I can do about that.
She
my mama
like
have
riding
a.
Riding horses.
I'm telling you, my mama. I got a nasty walk too.
But she do.
My mama
man,
got
like
a big old.
A
my mama got
horse.
A big old booty. So this buddy is real.
I can't say I got it from my mama or my daddy because they flat as pancakes. I got it from my granny. She had an old.
I got it from my mama. Got an old knock the cups off the table, but I swear to God.
Ooh.
I swear to Lord, my mama
she
had a booty, and all my sisters have butts. So, yes, to everyone that wants to know, my butt is real, 100% beef.
Yes. Where's
this
beef?
Is Wendy's baby over here.
Yes.
So, yes, I mean, just for the BBWs, Let's just get it together. Let's just get it. You say
yeah,
you don't come
I mean,
out and dance at the club and don't never show
ain't
up.
Ain't no beefing.
Look,
I'm gonna
start doing a carpool. So look, just make sure you have your $20 ready, ten to get in, and ten for your carpool. I'm
yeah.
telling you, you're gonna make some money. So just come
yeah,
out and do
Uber.
It.
Should be an Uber
if
driver.
Right, and if you're worried about, you know, girls talking about you, oh, well, they talk about Jesus Christ. Oh, God darn
Ooh,
well.
Preach on
Suck
it.
Suck it up.
Preach
so,
on it.
Of course, to all the ladies in Plush Beauty Entertainment, if you didn't know, now you know, Big B is my wife, so don't try nothing crazy.
Hello.
She is your manager, and she is my
Look,
manager,
that-
but I'm...
You try something if you want to. I'm going to slap you in your mouth. And
no,
that ain't even my wife.
I'm not going to slap you.
Big
I
me,
can't
big
do
me,
all that.
Big
no,
me is her.
No.
Big me
That's
is her
okay,
wife.
Tracy, I will slap
Look,
him
and
Big,
I'm her second wife.
Big me done had every girl up in there walk up to her and ask her for a table dance. They think she a customer. I done stood by every girl and say, oh, no, not this one.
But Big Me ain't going to talk to you, though.
And they say, oh, no, she ain't going to say nothing to you, boo. She know.
She going to just look at you.
Yeah, she knows. She might have a conversation with you just for a second about plush beauty, but anything else, no pictures or nothing. She is your manager. Yeah, she is your manager. She's my manager. She's my wife, and she's my friend and my baby mama. So look here, I'm telling you.
Hello.
Hello,
no, you ain't gonna have to slap nobody. I'll do it for you. I'll be your muscle.
Girl, I'm not.
Ain't nobody want her bubble eye ass.
Girl, please. Girl, please. You'll be surprised how many BBWs in there didn't talk to her. You'll be surprised how many people that said bye.
Oh, I know.
Girl, please. Girl, please. And when they see this big old thing walk through, get up.
Please know that is the queen. That's the queen. If she's coming through,
you.
And you better move around.
Everybody know in the club now, so
yeah, they do
thing.
Now. Yeah.
It's just for the new girls. Now you know. If you didn't know, I'll put it up there.
Usually she'll sit next to me or she'll sit next to Tasty, so
right.
We always know it's just only one of us. If anybody else sitting next to her, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem.
Hello.
Right. And for everybody who, no, I don't have a problem with my wife coming to work with me because she works with me. She is my manager. So, no, I don't have a problem. She know what it is. No, she know baby at work, so let baby make that money because
yeah,
baby's going to put it
no
in my
tripping.
Pockets afterwards.
Yeah,
so,
no tripping.
None whatsoever. Yeah. She know at the end of the day, I'm just doing that for the money, for the
that's
money.
Right.
Hello.
And teamwork
the
make the dream work.
Money.
Teamwork make the dream work.
Yes, it
so,
does.
No one called yet. That's crazy. But that's fine.
They being all shy and scared.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
This is our second show.
Next week, we're gonna make sure we have us some callers in, because we're gonna get real nasty, real ATL nasty. We're gonna get real nasty. So make sure you tune in to us next week. Because Tasty Cakes will be back. Yes.
Okay.
Tasty Cakes will be back, I'm telling you.
Okay, you guys, I'm about to end because I have to get some lab work and stuff done. So
all right,
stay tuned.
Get better.
All right.
Well, I was so happy to get on air with you guys, Sensation, Mimi. I just hope everyone enjoyed it. And you know, if you wanted to ask questions and you didn't, I'm hoping that we answered them for you. I hope that you go to sleep with a good long heart. You know what I'm saying? And
well, you don't have to get it out this arm.
I'm saying, and with a
you need to have
a
couple
nice,
of dreams.
This is the one that
yes.
they get them. But y'all,
so thank
you. Yeah, I have a pick line.
Well, thank y'all so much.
Yeah, they
and
flushes and put
my name. My name is Tasty Cakes, and I will be back. Is Big Me still on the air? Big Me is gone, but she's right here, and she said thank y'all, and she will talk to y'all next week.
All righty.
Sensation, you're not gonna thank the people?
Oh, I always have to thank the people. The people are such a joy. Such a joy. Even though y'all didn't want to call and talk to us tonight, I still got love for y'all, you know. But like she said, call in next week and talk to us. We're going to have some nasty,
we're
going to
promote
dirty.
A little bit more next week, and we're going to have a lot of more. I wasn't able to get online on my computer this week because I'm in the hospital. But you guys, next week I'm going to have a bunch of artists calling in, underground music playing, and we're going to have a lot of little fun next week and little good sexual topics.
Yeah, so call in and let us know what y'all want to talk about. And, you know, just let us know.
Don't be scared to ask questions because we're not scared to answer.
Right. So, because we might do show up at your doorstep if it's a good answer. Good answer, like this is Family Feud. Good answer, good answer. So, y'all have a wonderful night, and thank you so much, Mimi, for, you know, allowing me to be on your show.
Great. And everybody have a blessed night, and We talk. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Late Night Hype. It's Real Talk Radio. And we out.
Good night, y'all.